And you ended up in some photographs taken by a Getty Images photographer. What did it say to you that there was a photographer there?
That's when it alarmed me. This is something, you know. But the photographer also gave me some comfort, knowing that somebody was there with a camera, just in case something happens, because I was realizing if anything happens, I won't be able to identify any of them because they're all dressed the same. So it made me realize to start paying attention. What are they wearing? What's on their hats? What's on their shirts? Just to give me an educated idea who they were. And I was texting some friends, you know, this is happening. I just want you to be aware that I'm in the middle of a metro by myself. So if anything happens, you know what's happening.
Do you have any thought as you're on the train as to who they might be? Like what's, you know, I know you said you didn't know who they were, but what were you speculating when you see a bunch of white guys with masks and hats? I mean,
clearly they needed to cover their faces for a reason, right?
My mind immediately went to that they were white supremacists. Uh-huh. So, and you know, I work for the U.S. Capitol Historical Society. So my first thing is, I need to remember this and try to document of what's happening. I'm not comparing myself clearly to real American heroes like Rosa Parks and folks who sat in at, you know, right, at diners in the 50s and 60s, but I knew this was a moment, uh-huh, that I have to kind of be present.